No, as we continue to sort of process what happened in the legislative session that just ended last week, we will talk about this housing bill tomorrow with both Republicans and Democrats. It seems to be creating quite the controversy that the governor had to comment on yesterday, saying, and I think maybe would possibly necessitate a special session to adjust the bill. The governor thinks that should happen. So we'll see what happens. And also, in terms of taxation with the budget, and we talked a little bit several times about there seems to be a little bit of a burden on corporate taxes in this cycle. And specifically, we want to talk with Bill Claffey. He's actually a tax attorney with I'm going to use the acronym with FML CPAs there in Glastonbury, Stamford, New Haven, Avon, and Enfield. And he wrote a piece in The Current before the end of the session on the impact on taxation and the biotech industry here in Connecticut. And I think some stuff were we weren't at the time of it being written. We're not done with the session, but we welcome him now on Brian and Company. Bill, good morning. How are you?
Brian, thanks for having me. Doing great.
I'm just curious, based on what you had in there, and we'll get into some of the minutiae, but did the stuff you talk about end up happening? Like, what ended up happening as it relates to research and development and the biotech industry and corporate taxes?
Yeah, so I mentioned a number of different items there from a tax policy perspective in the article. One of the biggest things that we were advocating for was an enhancement to the Connecticut R&D tax credit with respect to biotechnology companies. And so just to kind of give you a little bit of a backdrop, Brian, I'm a tax attorney. I work here at my firm. I also work on the Legislative Action Committee with BioCT, which is a nonprofit trying to foster and enhance the growth of the life science sector here in Connecticut. And so we've been working and lobbying for certain changes. The most significant of what we saw was the R&D tax credit and the bump from on the exchange rate from a 65% exchange to a 90% exchange. So that was one of the biggest things that we looked for. There was also some things I mentioned in the article about repealing that capital-based tax immediately. That's due to sunset in a couple of years. That did not pass, but it is due to sunset in a couple of years.
What about the first one, the credit? Did you get it or no?
We did get it. We did get it.
Okay.
It was passed by the House, passed by the Senate, and it's just awaiting Governor Lamont's signature. But he has been a proponent of this. I was at a BioCT breakfast in January, and he was the keynote speaker, and he gave his support then. And all indications are that he will be signing that legislation.
We're talking with Bill Claffey, who's a CPA and partner with FML CPAs. I'm curious because I don't understand your business that well. I mean, obviously, I know there are taxes, but there. So with this credit for research and development, there's one line where it's restrict. Connecticut's the only state that restricts the credit. Is it so that's now not restricted? That's pulled back, or is that still in place?
Yeah, let me give you a little bit of backdrop. So many states have an R&D tax credit, and some of our neighboring states have really kind of gone all in on the life science sector, right? Massachusetts, for example, they put in heavy investment in 2008 into the life science sector, and they've seen tremendous success. Recently, New York's invested a lot into life science, and they've seen success. And Connecticut has always had an R&D tax credit to promote innovation in our state. And if you met a certain definition, and I can get into the weeds here, Brian, with you, but if you met a certain definition of a qualifying entity, you could get what I'll call it is an advance on your credit, meaning it was a refundable tax credit, meaning if I had a credit of $100,000, I could elect to exchange that credit, which can be used to offset my corporate tax and get a cash refund for that. So that $100,000 credit would turn into $65,000 of cash that I could use to invest in my business. So we were proposing and proponents of for the biotech sector, and there's a lot of reasons for that we can get into, that we need to increase that refund percentage from 65% to 90%. One, to be competitive with our neighboring states, but also to tell Connecticut biotechs, we want you to start here, right? We've got incredible universities, Yale kind of being the epicenter of that, right? I mean, one of the greatest research institutions in the world, UConn, Quinnipiac, Fairfield, all of our other state universities. We want you to start here, right? So this, that typically starts with a professor or a student. They've got an idea and they're doing research. Now they want to start a company. Well, we want you to start here. We want you to grow here. We want you to innovate here, right? And as you grow, we all benefit because as these companies are paying, as they're paying employees, right? Those employees are paying individual income taxes. So there's an ROI, the return on investment, that the state gets from making that investment. And it takes vision, right? And I really applaud Governor Lamont, the General Assembly, Commissioner O'Keefe. They really had that vision. They said, this is an investment we want to make because we see where this could lead to down the road.
I mean, there are templates for this, right? I mean, MIT and Cambridge, Mass does a great job with this stuff. But we've talked with the Harvard Business Journal a lot, and they say that the biotech industry, even in New Haven, has been struggling a little bit. So will this stuff stem that momentum, like make it more positive momentum again? Because it seemed like it was slipping a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would classify it as slipping. I mean, I think there's been, BioCT has been a big proponent, and they've been really helping to kind of foster that growth. And there has been growth, right? There's been growth 8% on the biotech sector. I think this will be kind of an adrenaline shot and will help that even more so. Probably going to center in the New Haven area. And Yale is a big piece of that. I think I've already taken a call, Brian, since my article from a startup venture that says, hey, this is going to change the decisions we make, because if we establish ourselves in Connecticut and we spend our money in Connecticut, we can get that refundable tax credit. And guess what? Biotechs, they can't sit on that money. They're not going to put it in their pocket. They have to spend or they fall behind, right? They fall behind. And so if they spend that money here in Connecticut on services, on products, on employees, then we're going to incentivize that.
Well, I encourage everybody to go to the current.com. It's a subject I didn't know a ton about, so it was really informative for me. We appreciate the time, Bill. Thanks so much.
Excellent. Thank you, Brian.